How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Elizabeth, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, I'm super excited to interview you as well. How did you very first find out about Organize 365?
So the way I found out about Organize 365 was I was initially learning about David Allen's Getting Things Done system, which I quickly found out, first off, was very boring, very corporate, and not really applicable to what I was looking for. So after going through that program or attempting it, I started doing some research and I Googled organization, women, a couple of keywords, and I fell upon your website, and that was it. So it was initially going down a different track, not being happy with it, and then stumbling into your organization.
Google keywords are really good when you rank for them, aren't they? Like, there just aren't that many organizers.
It isn't, and honestly, I'll tell you, the way I found you were actually some keywords that weren't even applicable to me. I think I did organizing and stay-at-home mom, and I'm not a stay-at-home mom, but I did that in hopes that it would allow me to find some type of system that would incorporate a house as well, and then I thought maybe I could adapt it to my life, which is ultimately what I started doing.
So who does live in your home with you?
So it's just myself and my husband. We're newly married. It's been about a year. I got married later in life at 39 years old, which there's a lot of benefits to that, but there's also some consequences to that. So I think I'm like the poster woman for the sandwich generation is what I've learned.
Do you want to expound on that?
Yeah. So what's interesting and why I'm really relying on Organize 365 is I'm at this crossroad where I'm newly married. I want to start a family, but I don't have a child yet. And I also am the state-appointed guardian for my father. So I'm managing an aging parent while newly married and wanting to start a family. So it's all kind of happening at the same time, along with a full-time career and, you know, trying to take care of myself. So I would say like we always talk about generations in Organize 365.
Yep.
And this is a new generation that has really, you know, started, and it's more recent actually.
You mean delaying marriage and children either by choice or not by choice?
That, right. Because then what ends up happening is you're now, you know, taking care of elderly family while doing that, as opposed to doing that once maybe your children are in college.
Right, right. So. Yeah, that those, you know, 40 to 55, I say, are the survival years, and it really is independent of if you have children or not, because you don't have children and you feel like you're surviving, right?
100%. Yes, that is a very valid answer.
It is. That is when you become a sandwich generation, even if you don't have the bottom slice of bread. You get the top one slammed on top of you.
Like, exactly.
There is going to be some huge event that is going to happen in your 40s, and you are going to be the new head of the family and take over Thanksgiving dinner or coordinate the care or do whatever the thing is. Ready or not, here it comes.
Actually, speaking of Thanksgiving, my gift from my mother for my wedding was all Thanksgiving dishes. All brand new Thanksgiving dishes. Purely, it was ideal. Is okay. Now you're going to be doing this.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay, yeah. So you're very established in your corporate career. I mean, you, I assume you've been working since high school or college, which is a good, you know, 18 to 20 years of working, right?
That's correct. I started in the insurance agency model at like 24. 4 years old. So I've worked in an insurance agency since 24, of which a majority of that career was in a sales role. So,
and I mean, I know you, so I know you are organized at work.
I am a naturally organized person. I can even remember at like 7, 8 years old organizing my cousin's rooms. You'd walk into my office and it is organized. So yes, I would be considered a naturally organized person for sure.
So I find it interesting because David Allen speaks to corporate organization, male organization, which you already have covered, but yet you are still looking for more. That's what I kind of, you know, want to press into, because you are an organized person. Like, I would not even think you're my target audience. I'm wondering what I offer you because you already are organized.
I would say what you offer me is the ability to become more productive and efficient. So yes, while I am organized, I believe because I have so many different things going on, I've struggled with, you know, changing to different areas. And so I might need to somehow in a day be doing things at work, but then also in an hour and 10 minute commute, possibly handling stuff for my father, but then also getting home and wanting to have dinner made and then waking up early and then going into the corporate job. So it's multiple things going on and being able to shift into those different roles while basically keeping or attempting to keep my sanity. So it wasn't for me about, you know, is my kitchen organized? It was more about, okay, if I want to make it a goal to make dinner 3 times a week, how am I going to do that with a commute and my father and the job and, oh, maybe attempting to work out as well. So it's all of those things. And it's really been, you know, utilizing the Sunday basket for different areas of my life, utilizing the binders to essentially keep it all straight.
So it's more life organization, not physical space organization.
I would say that, yes. It's more about life organization. And regarding organization in a corporate setting, I do need paper still. And in this whole paperless environment, it actually became more difficult for me. So I had to actually unwind from that a bit and figure out some type of paper organization system that made sense. And that's how I now use like the slash pockets at work. Different, you know, renewals are one color, you know, new business is another, whatnot. So I utilize the corporate box at work.
Okay. So since I know that you do the 100 days, Sunday basket, corporate boxes, all of that, you and I have spoken in person. I know that you understand speaking. I have come up with the topic of my new keynote. And okay. A keynote presentation, I'm going to run it by you and everybody on the podcast. I want your gut reaction, what you think about this. So I love talking about work-life balance. And apparently that is not in vogue anymore, this whole idea of balance. So there is no balance. It should be work-life integration. It should be work-life harmony. None of that resonated with me. So I did some synonym searches and I was like, all right, I'm going to do keynotes that are for men and women and just... It's not just the Sunday basket. It's not, you know, the 100-day program. What is the crux of that work-life balance message that I feel I'm giving that is different? Or how do I approach this whole idea of organization and productivity that is different than how other people have? And I have determined it is work-life fusion. And when something gets fused, it is together. It is never pulled apart again. Instead of looking at work-life balance, I want us to look at ourselves as a fused person who is multifaceted and multi-passionate, has one brain that has all these different ideas. We're going to get these pieces of the brain out onto index cards and into individual buckets that we can go through on a regular basis, like our Friday box or our Sunday basket or our Warrior Mama binder. But we are one person. And we can have a thought about what we need to do at home at night and the corporate presentation we're about to make and the girlfriend we want to call on the way home all at the same time. We don't have to separate that out as in us and in our thinking. We just have to separate out the tasks and when they're going to get done on our calendar.
So I will tell you that what you're saying, I could be working in the office, working on a big project, and I'll have a stack of index cards next to me. And while I'm working on a major project, I just wrote down, get toilet paper. Yep. Or, you know, call this person, and it's a personal thing. So yes, I think especially women, probably especially, we have the ability to have a lot of stuff going on in our head at the same time. Mm-hmm. However, what I have found has been really crucial that you've talked about has been the concept of your home life and your work life. So mm-hmm. I really do have to, at work, do my best to try to just do work stuff and not necessarily personal stuff.
Absolutely.
And I have to be very protective of that time. And then at home, if I want to be, you know, engaged there, I really have to be, you know, like this past Sunday, I wanted to do work stuff. But then I thought, okay, wait a second. If I do the work stuff, then on Monday, I'm going to have to make this call yes. for my dad. So yes. why am I doing work stuff today? So I need to do the dad stuff today, and I'll do the work stuff tomorrow. So yes, there is that fusion that you're mentioning. However, I still do believe to do it all. Mm-hmm. If you want to do it all at the same time, you do have to be protective of those hours in the day that are supposed
to
be dedicated.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Then you bucket the activities. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
I agree with
but,
you. Totally
agree I would
you.
I would agree with you on the concept of fusion, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. that. I definitely would. I don't know if true balance really ever can exist. You know,
yeah.
like you talk about amount of hours you put into starting your business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certain things had to kind of go aside. And we talk a lot about that. We talk about intentional, you know, neglecting, right? Mm-hmm. So we talk mm-hmm. about putting those things yep. aside while we can focus on something else. So I don't know if that really answers your question or not, but that's
yeah,
my gut.
Totally, yeah. totally. All right, let's get back to why you got started. So when you actually found Organize 365 and you're ready to get started, what were your goals? How did you get started?
Okay. So how I got started was actually the Sunday basket. And that is how I got started. And the main reason I got started with that is I did at that time, you know, met my husband, and all of a sudden I was going between two cities. So somehow on the weekend, when I was used to not having, you know, somebody to deal with that I could do my other stuff, I had to be focused on that.
Yes.
I did want to get married. But in order to do that, I had to get everything else done during the week. And so I started with the Sunday basket, and that was the best way for me to manage it all. And you tell us, start with the Sunday basket. And that really is, I believe, the best way to begin. Just start with the Sunday basket.
And when was it that you first noticed that something was organized that wasn't organized before?
Okay, so I used to run myself ragged with just errands and all sorts of stuff. And so I was all over the place with that. So I felt like I was constantly doing stuff. And again, this is just me as a single woman. This time I didn't have a husband, mm-hmm. no child, and I still felt like I was running myself ragged. And so that was actually an area, while not a physical space, it was a portion of my life that I noticed a real change once I kind of got the errand thing under control. And I utilized what you said, which was do an errand day, you know, organize how you do those in a list. And so that was, like, I would say the first thing I noticed, purely because I couldn't do it all on the weekend. I had to get it done mm-hmm. During the week while mm-hmm. I was working as well.
You know, I think that's such a good point, because I have children, obviously you do not. And often if we have children, we're like, oh my gosh, like, you don't have children. You must have all the time in the world. But it is just the dynamic of being a woman today. We just have a lot on our mind, a lot to do. We're going to fill all of our time. It's not like we're just, you know, sitting around not filling up our time. I find the people who are 55 and over and who have raised their children and their children are gone are the most busy people I know of all people. They're busier than I am because they have, you know, the opportunity to do what they want to do. They go even deeper into their career. They get involved in the community. They might get involved in politics. They're actively helping their friends through different life stages that they're doing. They're, you know, with their grandchildren if they have grandchildren. Like, they are doing so many things. I think that our time gets filled no matter what with whatever we're passionate about at that time. And it's not a if you have kids or don't have kids thing.
100% correct. It's really a function, and the connection between all of us in our community is really being a modern woman. Mm-hmm. You know, and the reality is, as a modern woman, there is a lot more opportunity for us, but it's also a lot more confusing just because we're not just focusing, you know, on one area of our life, just the home. We're doing so much more. And so having a child just adds a whole new dimension to it. And once you have a child, the things that you thought were really important as a single person may no longer be, but now you've filled it up with everything to do with a child. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it is not child versus no child. It's just being a woman and living and breathing right now, I think, regardless of age. So,
totally. So has anything happened since you started this journey of organization that you didn't expect to happen?
I would say yes. I would say that, you know, you really have to keep in mind like the end goal of why you're doing all this. And while on the surface level, it's about, you know, the physical space and making those changes, at the end of the day, it's really about creating more time for yourself and then becoming protective of that time. And so I would say that a result that's been interesting to me is, on some level, I have created more time, but now that I've created that more time, what do I want to do with it? Yeah. And it really also aligns with turning 40, which we've also discussed as a pivotal stage in life. And so, you know, I would say that now maybe there are people I used to spend more time with that now I don't want to spend more time with. Now I want to dedicate it more to other people or more to, you know, my husband or family. So I would say that's an interesting, you know, byproduct of it. But to get to that point, it doesn't necessarily start on day one. You have to start somewhere, hence the Sunday basket. But I would say, yes, it's really creating more time and then being protective of that time and using it how you want to. So that's what I would say on that.
And when you started the Sunday basket, did you think you would get more time? Because when you signed up, I wasn't saying those things because I didn't realize that's what people were getting.
No, I just wanted to be able to, I just had to figure out how in the heck I'm going to do what I've been doing in 7 days, do it in, you know, Monday through Thursday in a different city, because on the weekend, you know, starting Friday after work till early Monday morning, I was going to be in New Smyrna Beach. So how am I going to do all that stuff I used to do on the weekend during the week? And so that was all I wanted to do in getting up initially, was balancing that. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Rearranging your schedule.
Right. Because I was used to, on a Sunday, if I needed to do certain things, like go to the grocery store, I would. And then I couldn't anymore at that time. So.
Yeah. Okay. So interesting. What do you think you have more of now?
Oh, I mean, I want to have a child. And so I'm probably, that's mostly on my mind as to, you know, I'm a little nervous about how to manage all of that in the future. So I'm probably right now thinking more about how to take things off of my plate, actually. So I make space for that. And so it's really prioritizing and really just limiting like goals and being realistic about stuff. I tend to put a lot of things out that I want to get done. And on a larger level, I mean, I do the planner session every quarter, and, you know, this session, I put down three things. I don't even know if I'll get all three things done, you know, major things. So probably now it's trying to take things off my plate, actually, and be more focused.
Isn't it interesting? Like, as you get more organized and more productive, I found I actually get less done. Like, I get less things done, but I get them bigger things done in less amount of time.
Well, I can tell you, yes. I mean, I could tell you for, you know, tomorrow for work, I mean, I'm going to have one thing to focus on, and it's one big thing. There's no, I can't do, you know, that will be a day dedicated to just one big thing. So yes, I would agree with you. However, there's a lot of the little things I now kind of get through a little bit quicker. You know, and I've definitely gotten into leveraging. I hardly go into stores anymore. Yeah. So I'm doing a lot. I'm still probably doing those little things, but I'm doing them in a much more efficient manner. I mean, if it can be purchased online, it's purchased online. I don't feel bad if I have to spend a little bit more for the added convenience.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I like to calendar block my day into deep work days where I do like, you know, just writing one day, or like today I'm recording all podcast interviews, and then I'll do meeting days, and then I'll do administrative days where I just do all those things like phone calls and stuff on your to-do list and zero out the email inbox, which I do not do every day. I do it a couple of times a month. You know, all those like, okay, I'm going to get back to this person. I'm going to send the edit that picture, change that thing on the website, and more bucketing those tasks. So I do them in a different order, and I actually get a lot more done that way.
Yes. And to kind of go a step farther on that, something I've been really more focused on has been just my natural energy level on things. Mm-hmm. So like, I know that a Monday is a bad day for me to do meetings. You know, a Monday is a day where I need to just do a lot of tasks. Nothing really deep, because I have a hard time sometimes with task initiation. So just starting something, even if they're nothing major, is a good thing for a Monday. However, Fridays, I can actually do a project for whatever reason. I would think I'd normally be checked out, but I've been able to do that. So yeah, it's also aligning your, you know, like putting together your tasks that are similar, but also being aware of what your own energy levels are and working with them. I think is really key. Like tomorrow, the big project, I tend to do really well on Wednesdays for a big project. I wouldn't be able to do that on a Monday. So now I would never even schedule that on a Monday.
Oh, isn't it so cool when you know that about yourself?
Yes. And sometimes the way things go aren't, you know, what you would consider traditional. Like I told my boss 2 weeks ago, he's like, you know, you can work remote more on a Friday. And I said, actually, I don't want to, because Fridays I can actually get a lot done. I'd rather be in the office doing that, you know, but it's whatever works for yourself. And it's no two people are the same with that.
No. And I think the more that you can customize it and try things for yourself, productivity is so individualized.
Completely. And I mean, I also don't think, I mean, you know, in college I had a hard time staying up late and working on things past a certain hour. And I'm still the same way now. However, if I had a big test to study for, a big thing to do, I would have been better off just waking up early and starting it at 6 or 7 a.m. So that's just the way I am. I could never be a night owl and get things done like that.
I used to take naps all the time, and then I didn't need them for a long period of time. And last week, for whatever reason, like I kept getting tired in the afternoon. And so I took a nap 2 days in a row. It was like Saturday, Sunday. And then it was Monday, and it was like 2 o'clock. And I was like, well, I cannot stop work and go take a nap. But when I started Organize 365, I did that all the time, because I knew that if I took the nap, I would be more productive. And I was like, I don't know why I'm so tired, but I was like, you know, I bet if I go lay down and take a nap, I will be more productive. And I'm one of those people that can lay down and take a nap without setting an alarm and literally wake up 18 to 20 minutes later. I go into a deep sleep. Okay. I woke up and I was like, oh, good choice. And then I went in and I was able to do so much more. Had I just sat there at the computer for three more hours, I would not have accomplished in that 3 hours what I was able to do in 20 minutes after the nap. So just knowing yourself, some people, if they take a nap, like the rest of the day is ruined. But I made a mental note, okay, on the book tour, I could still do afternoon naps, and it revitalizes me for the evening. There are going to be a lot of evening book signings. I'm not an evening person. Like, so I'm just going to block on the book tour that there is that like Lisa nap time.
but that's what you need, and that's going to make you more alert and more, you know, you could even end up building better rapport with people when you meet them, purely because you feel, you know, fresher. And that's a big deal, you know, especially on a book tour. So yes. I think it's whatever works for you is key, but you have to start to be in tune with that. But it's hard to get in tune with that if you don't have a sense of how to do things. And most people, I think, want a change, but they don't know where to begin. And that's what you give us, is a starting point.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What do you think you have less of now?
I would say I'm the typical people pleaser, and I used to just stay in touch with so many different people because I felt like I'm supposed to do that. And I really don't anymore. So I would have to say I have less of the, I do less of keeping up with the social requirements. And now I'm just way more intentional about my time. I think I used to run myself ragged with that. And it was great when I would meet with all these different people. But at the end of the day, there's only so much time in a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I know that's a weird answer, but I would say I have less of, I've maintained closer friendships and less of just randomly staying in touch.
And I think, you know, we mentioned turning 40. I think that is a time when your friends kind of change around that end of 30s, early 40s. And then you also mentioned, you know, all weekends were with your boyfriend and now new husband. It's going to change how you spend your time as well. It's a different stage of life.
Yes. And I really like it. I like it a lot so far. And turning 40 was great. People were like, are you worried about turning 40? It's like, not at all. My 30s were really hard. I was like, bring it on.
Exactly. I was ready to leave my 30s as well.
I'm learning to say no more. I'm trying to be less of a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. I want to get my stuff done. I want to focus on what I want to focus on. Good.
So. Is there anything you wish you knew sooner about getting organized at home?
Well, I would have to say that things don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And one of the, I think, great things about our community is it's not about being Pinterest perfect. It's about being functional organization. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that, you know.
Yeah. What's your next step now?
With respect to productivity or?
Yeah. Just in your organizing journey, what do you have next?
I would say what I have next is I really want to, I want to focus actually more on the binders. I've done, you know, the binder for my father and all that, but I want to get some of the binders done. You know, I would say that, also do a better job with, the Friday box, you know, that's another thing I could definitely improve upon. So I would say those two things for sure.
Awesome. And what advice would you give to someone who's just starting out?
The advice I would give is, like I said previously, start with the Sunday basket, but more importantly, be part of the Sunday basket club. That is such a cool group to be part of. And it does create that level of accountability. And just take advantage of that and set that time, that appointment for yourself. I mean, I'm pretty committed to that. My husband initially like would tease me about it and he's like, what are you doing? And he'd go and he'd look and see all these women's faces. And he's like, he was so confused, but now it's actually, he calls it, you know, my organizing girlfriends, you know, those organizing women, is that your organizing club? And now what's happened, it's really become part of our Sunday where there have been a few times where maybe he didn't think I was going to do. And he's like, well, are you doing that 5 o'clock thing? And it's really part of our actually the rhythm of our Sunday, really. I mean, it's almost like an assume now. And so I would say,
how fun is that?
Do the Sunday basket and be part of the Sunday basket club because that keeps you accountable and you've got to do that to keep moving forward with the whole system. So be part of the Sunday basket club for sure.
Well, Elizabeth, this has been great. We can't wait to see a little baby in the background of your image in the Sunday basket club. And then when I come down, you know, there in the summertime, I want to hold that baby whenever there is one, you know. Oh, you know that, where I am in July.
That would make me so happy. And you know, I'm itching for that kids program. So.
Yes, yes. Well, it's good. Well, there are benefits for the baby for you, but the child won't be doing the kids program until, you know, around the age of 7.
Well, and you know, because I'm so organized, the child's probably going to be super messy, right? So it's going to like sniff. Probably
no, because organization is a learnable skill. So you're going to be able to teach your child.
There you go.
Organization.
Thank you.
Oh, I cannot wait for the good news. So you keep us informed.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh.
I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.